Social media in France is still raging over last month's vote by the French Senate to ban anyone under the age of 18 from wearing a hijab or headscarf, which Muslim women wear to cover their head and shoulders. The amendment was introduced by the right-wing party called the Republicans, and it's unlikely to become a law. But the vote comes just weeks after lawmakers did approve a bill that would strengthen the oversight of mosques, schools, and sports clubs in the country. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has been following this in Paris. And Eleanor, it's been illegal since 2004 for students to wear a hijab or headscarf in French public schools. So why even suggest an amendment for those under 18?
Let's just be clear. These will be struck down. These were proposed by a very conservative party who has been gutted, has been, you know, eaten away from the left and the right and is just limping along. They're trying to get back right-wing voters who have gone to Marine Le Pen, the far-right party. So they're proposing these things. It was proposed because France has had several gruesome attacks. A middle school teacher was beheaded, and four people's throats were slit inside a church by young men who claimed to be Islamist radicals. So this law is to crack down on radicalism by cracking down on people who want to separate from French values. That's the goal of the law.
Right. Another amendment, also not expected to pass, would ban body-covering swimsuits at public pools and beaches. Social media influencers like Rhoda Mohammed, who models in France, have been protesting. She posted a picture of her hand on Instagram with the words written on it, "Hands off my hijab." We'll have that picture at herenow.org. But last week she spoke with Here Now about why she's using her platform to speak out.
Women like me have always been ignored. If we are not going to be invited to the conversation, I'm going to just take up the space and speak my voice. And also, I wanted everyone else to have the opportunity to show their support so that, you know, it's not only the Muslim woman who support you, but also everyone else who is for the freedom of religion and human rights.
You know, Eleanor, I was thinking that women who are not Muslim who wanted to support Muslim women could just tie a scarf around their head, and who would know, you know, why someone's wearing a headscarf? But what is public opinion, and is sentiment based on, you know, freedom of religion or a sense that, you know, people need to be assimilated? Like, what is the public thinking?
Well, I think public thinking for these kind of amendments, most people think it's absurd if they even know about these amendments. But I think you know, France is a secular country like the U.S., but secularism is sort of being used, people feel now. It's being twisted. It was, you know, religion and state are separate, so everyone is free to practice their religion. But now it's sort of turning, and the conservatives and right-wing are using it to sort of ban religion from the public space. And there's even the far left embraces this. It's a really specific form of French secularism. And just, you know, some segments of society believe, you know, if there's a terrorist attack, what we need to do is get religion out of the public space. It's because of religion. You know, radical Islam comes from too much practicing of Islam. But most people think, no, it doesn't. These are just radical people, and they could have radicalized to any ideology. It just happened to be that one. But, you know, France has had several terrorist attacks, and so this is dividing people. But I think the grand majority of people do not believe in this sort of take on Islam.
Well, in February, the French National Assembly voted in favor of President Macron's anti-separatism bill, which the government says is intended to reinforce the country's republican values of liberty, equality, and fraternity, and would give broad powers to shut down religious and other organizations that were seen as promoting ideas incompatible with those values. What's the update on that?
That law did pass the National Assembly in February. It's now in the Senate for discussion, and it has to go back to the National Assembly, and then it has to be approved by the country's Constitutional Council. So it's not law yet.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, France. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.